Action. Are you ready, Alabama? It's time to enter the doghouse.
You need to be more like a dog.
Ruff, silence, quiet.
All my boys, stand up.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you a dog?
Yes!
I am also a dog.
All right!
Yeah!
We're dogs!
Yeah, we're dogs.
We're dogs that live near each other.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios, it's time for the highly sought-after, fabulous final hour of the Tom Abraham Show.
Okay, folks, the guy in front of you is Tommy. He'll be taking you through my little spiel here.
Here he is, the head of the household, the big dog. Here's Tom Abraham.
We strong.
You all may be taking the week off, right, this week, but I'm not.
Nobody in this building ever said that. So where'd you come up with that? Just, you know, had a dream about it or what? If we'd have caught some passes in the national championship game, we had guys open, we wouldn't have had to control the ball. We'd have scored more touchdowns.
How did he get from a question about being a more ball control offense to whether or not high school coaches could work camps? I mean, that's what's fascinating. I mean, how does he get from one spot all the way over to another spot that nobody even really knew what's going on with that right now? I mean, it's not a real public debate yet going on about what, you know, who can work what camps and third parties. And it's like one minute we were talking about throwing crap on a wall, seeing what sticks. And the next minute we're into third parties. I mean, I don't know how he got there. I mean, it's just classic. Lines are open, 866-485-9867. Yesterday we talked about a new spring league taking place at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. Camp is going to open up on April 5th. There'll be a total of six-game schedule, not six games played by teams. It'll be a six-game schedule that'll be completed. And now we're finding out that former NFL players Greg Hardy, Kellen Winslow Jr., Brandon Browner, and Ben Tate have committed to the effort and that they're going to play, according to a release from the Spring League. It's basically a veteran free agency camp with some kind of game. I don't know if we're going to be able to watch those games. It's not part of the NFL. The NFL's talking about doing their own kind of spring league or developmental league. But I think it's going to be interesting to see, watch it develop and see what happens. I had no idea that, you know, Kellen Winslow Jr. I mean, my gosh. If he was still playing, he would be retiring, right? How old is Kellen Winslow Jr.? Hey, Mick, research. Find out how old Kellen Winslow Jr. is. Isn't he 32 or 33 years old now? Did Vince Young not get in this league? Vince Young, I know he's going to Canada. Was like Vince Young couldn't even get in this league? It's a deal there. And speaking of second chances, here's the ultimate second chance. Because we always rip on, you know, college football athletes and NFL players and NBA players, whatever, that get themselves jammed up and then they get a second chance that you wouldn't get normally in society. A Brazilian soccer team signed a goalie by the name of Bruno Fernandes de Souza. He's known just as Bruno. They're in Brazil, where they speak Portuguese. Thank you, Magic Mike told us that. Not Spanish. Portuguese. Anyway, he was in jail because he was convicted of killing his girlfriend in 2010, murdering her, first torturing her, then murdering her, then dismembering her, and then feeding her body to his Rottweilers. It sounds like something out of Criminal Minds, doesn't it? Are you kidding me? He was sentenced to 22 years and 3 months in jail, but he was released from jail earlier this month while appealing on a legal technicality and was immediately signed by Boa Esporte. Now, Bruno said that, look, it's time to move on. He said, dude, what happened, happened. I made a mistake, a serious one, but mistakes happen in life. Mistake? You made a mistake? You mistakenly murdered your girlfriend and dismembered her and fed her to your dogs by mistake? I'm not a bad guy. People tried to bury my dream because of one mistake. Man, really? It's crazy. The owner of the team, Rony Moraes da Costa, who is the president of Boa Esporte, defending the decision. He said in a statement on the club's official Facebook page that the law had been fulfilled. And the team, quote, is not committing any crime according to Brazilian legislature and before the law of God. If this city doesn't like it, I move us to another city. Bruno deserves this chance. Wow. Guy's threatening to move the team. Dang. In 2010, Bruno was convicted of ordering the killing of Eliza Samundio, a model who was his former partner and is the mother of his son. After a highly publicized lawsuit for child support, she went missing and he confessed to his involvement. He allegedly conspired with six others, including his lover and ex-wife, who tortured, strangled, and dismembered her and fed her body, which has never been found, to his Rottweilers. His ex-wife was acquitted of kidnapping the child. Former Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff said, quote, this is a barbaric crime. The whole of Brazil is disgusted by such a barbaric and perverse crime. In response, Rick and Orphor Myers said, speaking of second chances, are you going to do a second chance NCAA attorney bracket? No. No. There are no second chances in a bracket. Dog code. No second chances. Killing me, man. Why are they asking me if I'm taking the last hour? Are we having a problem with the signal? Do you know about this, McEngineer? What do you know?
Yeah, there was a little slip up there at the beginning of the hour. Not really sure what was going on. It might have been a board issue. But, you know, our good old friend Chuck, the engineer, he called and we got it worked out. But it was just your little Saban thing you were playing.
Yeah.
At the beginning of that, it wasn't on. Your pot was on air and everything else, but nothing was coming out. So we got it figured out real quick. Yeah, it was crazy. I'm not sure. I didn't know anything was going on. I'm sitting here in my headphones listening to you talk or listening to the Saban thing, and I get a phone call. So we got it fixed.
I got one text that said, you taking a final hour off? I got another text that said, from Volman, he said, hey, all I got is static on a radio station. Hello? Hello? They go nuts, man. They lose their station, they go nuts. It's funny. Let me go to the lines. Grumpy's up. Grumpy, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Hey, did anybody else have a problem signing into that CBS Sports thing? And, you know, I did my bracket, but it never would let me sign in.
And then really? You mean sign in after
all kinds of emails and never got any, huh?
Hey, you mean sign in after you did your bracket, or?
Yeah, and it never would recognize my password, and then CBS Sports never got back to me. It's not a big deal. I had Villanova going all the way to the finals. I'm sure I would have been.
Well, were you doing it? You were doing it through. Were you doing it through CBS Sports, or were you doing it through our?
Well, I did it. Through your web. Cumulus. You know, y'all's.
Yeah. I don't know. We got like 250 people in there, so I don't know. I don't know if.
I'm not complaining, man. I'm glad that you do a bracket. But hey, listen, I saw where Lane Kiffin was getting sued by some guy. You know, the old player. I guess you already talked about that.
But yeah, AC Carter.
It's a shame that you can't pass a background check and coach football because of a couple of misdemeanors. You just talked about that guy killing his wife and feeding him to a Rottweiler or whatever. But I can understand that. But it's a shame to live. It is absolutely a shame to live in a time when you can't have a misdemeanor. And this isn't top secret, you know, government stuff here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, beyond that, we covered this a little bit earlier, but beyond that, not only, I mean, they said that about the, and that's why he's suing, because I don't think he's buying that whole thing. They hired Kendall Briles, who was Art Briles' son, who was one of the coaches that was kind of implicated in what happened at Baylor. I mean, this is directly associated to coaching college football, that he was involved in that thing. They hired Kendall Briles, yet they won't hire AC Carter, and they said because he didn't pass a background check.
I forgot.
He moved and everything.
Once again, Tom. Yeah, I forgot, though. Once again, how many girls did Kendall Briles rape again? I forgot.
Well, but you know what? It's the second worst thing is to be involved in the cover-up. And you know what I mean? And those guys were involved in that cover-up. So, you got to be careful about that. It's one thing to know about it. If you know that somebody got raped and on your property, you didn't rape her, but you've got to report that to the police. You can't cover that up.
Okay, once again, I forgot. How many convictions have there been for rape in this case?
Oh, there's a number of arrests and a couple of convictions already. There's been a number of them. Yeah, they're out there. Now that was a bad one. I mean, they had some really nasty stuff going on there, and they're not going
to
be obviously. Yeah, those guys aren't going to be the ones that get clipped. It's going to be the athletes that were involved in it, obviously. But they still talk about legal proceedings and things like that.
So, yeah, I guess my point in calling was the misdemeanor thing. But yeah, if he didn't want to hire the guy in the first place, that's different. You know,
I thought the
article I read was it was singling out that misdemeanor thing, which I thought was terrible. But yeah, if you get time, send me a text. Let me know what place I'm in. Thanks, I appreciate it, man.
All right, man, appreciate you. That's what they're saying. They're saying about the, it's, it has to do with the misdemeanor, but he's not buying it. Now, I don't know specifically as to, what the misdemeanor was, but they're saying that later on he didn't pass the background. He didn't pass the background check. The other part of it is that, he moved his family down there and everything. I mean, it was, don't you check that stuff before you hire a guy? Allegedly, he had already made arrangements and moved to Boca Raton and everything else. And it just smells fishy because he was involved in a recruitment of a kid that they were after. And the kid had a relationship with with those guys. I'm looking for Grumpy on the list here. See if he made it internet. I'm not sure if he got internet. Grumpy's 146th. 32 points with 44 possible, Grumpy. 146th on the list. Are there prizes for participating in the bracket, Rex? No, not for participating, for winning. Yes, there are prizes for winning the bracket, but not for participating in the bracket. You've got to win the bracket to win the $350 worth of golf from Canebrake Club in Athens. If you win the bracket, then you win a prize. Kellen Winslow is almost 34 years old. Yeah, no, I don't know why he's playing in that league. He's, you know, I don't think somebody's going to just, you know, reach out and snag Kellen Winslow. And say, hey, by the way, did you see the way Kellen Winslow played in the camp at the Greenbrier? I'm pretty sure that that's not going to make that happen. All right, lines are open. 866-485-9867. That'll get you into the show. The U.S. Picked up the win last night against Japan in the WBC in the rain in L.A. when Japan's third baseman bobbled that slow roller and allowed the Americans to go up 2-1 in the eighth inning. At MLB.com in the story, Japan was referred to as a two-time WBC champ, which is true. But those Japan teams were all major leaguers. This team has just one. The USA team is all MLBers. Maybe not our top number one guys, but they're very, very good guys. Have you ever looked back at the roster of the 2006 team that we threw out there, though? Tonight they'll play for the championship against Puerto Rico, by the way, which is also going to put an all-major league lineup out there except for, well, Angel Pagan has played many years in the majors. He's not on a roster right now. I spent a lot of time railing on the fact that we didn't, you know, put our best foot forward in this thing, and we don't put our best foot forward in this thing. Check out this team that we rolled out in 2006.
I'm looking at it right now.
Ooh. Catching was Jason Veritek. We had Derek Jeter at short, Chipper Jones at third. Alex Rodriguez was playing. Mark Teixeira. Chase Utley was the second baseman. Johnny Damon was on that team. Ken Griffey Jr. was on that team. Matt Holliday was on that team. I mean, they had guys coming off the bench that were really good players. Some of the pitching, and I mean, they had Roger Clemens, and we didn't get out of the second round with those guys.
That's crazy, because we had the captain and the kid on that team.
Couldn't get out of the second round. And Rodriguez.
Wow. And Chipper and Damon wasn't bad. My goodness.
No, Damon was good.
Yeah.
That was a solid team right there. Couldn't get out of the second round. So maybe that's why we don't send the best guys anymore. All right, let's grab a break. When we come back, it's time for the Rapid Rewind. We'll tell you what to watch on TV tonight. Get the lines open one more time if you want to jump in. It's the Tom Abraham Show. Back with more after this on 730 1039. The Ump.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The Ump. WUMP. It's time for 60 with Cole Kubelik.
I'm seeing a disturbing trend around the SEC in spring practice this fall. Key players on key teams that could be the difference in championship runs. Trent Thompson, defensive lineman at Georgia, who I think is an absolute force in the middle of that defense, was last year, could be this year, is not even enrolled in school in Athens. Arden Key, who in my opinion has a chance to be the elite defender in the SEC, maybe the best defensive lineman or pass rusher in the country, is not going through spring drills at LSU. And now Kyle Davis, a potential deep threat for the Auburn offense under Chip Lindsey, is not going through practice at Auburn either. There's always reasons for guys to miss spring football, but this is a disturbing trend with key players in key positions for teams that I figure could make a title run, and without these players, might not be able to make it happen.
Don't miss the Cube Show with Cole Kubelik and Arky Shea. Weekday morning 6 to 10 a.m. only on The Ump.
The only way to go is in a Bankston motor home.
Spring is here, and Bankston has the best selection of 2017 RVs in the Tennessee Valley.
The only way to go.
New 2017s are arriving daily, like the Aspen Trail 1700 BH. This sweet travel trailer sleeps five with a set of rear bunks for the kids. This trailer features a full kitchen with a two-burner range, fridge, sink, microwave, and a large pantry. The Aspen Trail 1700 BH is on sale now for only $12,499.
The only way to go.
Spring is here, and so are the new 2017 travel trailers, truck campers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Learn more about the Aspen Trail Mini 1700 BH online.
The only way to go is in a Bankston motorhome.
5 locations are online at banksandmotorhomes.com.
March Madness is a time when the best of the best come out to play. Experience that same level of performance with the turbocharged Infiniti Q50 sedan. Visit Smith Infinity of Huntsville today and lease the Q50 for $339 a month for 39 months. $24.99 initial payment, tax, title, license, and options extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for details. Offer ends 3/31/17. Infinity is an official partner of NCAA Men's Basketball. NCAA and March Madness are registered trademarks of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. Infinity. Empower the drive.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just got invited to the prom. Do you A, meet her date?
I need to see your past date report cards, your driver's license, a list of references, and this hair sample.
B, help her pick out a dress.
Don't you just love the long sleeves and turtleneck on this pantsuit?
Ugh.
C, attend the prom undercover.
Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm not Mom, I'm Calvin, the new kid at school.
Or D, capture her big moment.
Let's take a photo of you two. I'm in the middle.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
I believe in you. Just 4 simple words. But to a child in need, they mean the world. When you become a child sponsor with Save the Children, you're saying, I believe in you. You're worthy of good nutrition, quality health care, and education. Visit sponsor.savethechildren.org today.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Indeed.com delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Mostly fair and cool tonight, the overnight low 43. Tomorrow and Friday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine both days. The high tomorrow is 67, the high Friday 72. Saturday, mild and breezy with thunderstorms moving in. The storms could be strong. The high Saturday at 74 degrees. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
No time to get on the phone? Tweet the big dog at Tom Abraham Show. Here's Tom Abraham.
All right, on the show today, we had Alan Carpenter earlier talking some baseball. Also, we had Bo Estes talking NBA. Alex Risen talked Kentucky basketball. Cecil Hurt talked Alabama football. And Brian Matthews talked Auburn football. So all of that goes into Mixer, and we spit it right back out at you. We call this the Rapid Rewind. Alan Carpenter with us from TomahawkTake.com. And let's talk a little bit about two of the corners. They have looked good. We talked earlier in spring training that Freddie Freeman had gone off to a quick start. He's kept that up in the games that he's played in. He's played in about 11 games, a little more than half the games so far. But he has been very productive. Of course, played in the WBC as well. But, I mean, he's 13-28, for the Braves, .464 in the spring. And Garcia, Donis Garcia, is been good as well. 8-25. He's hitting .320 in the spring. So the corners, man, if they can go take that into the season, and if Freddie can get off to that quick start instead of having that horrific start he had last year, it might be a totally different deal for him.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of reason to believe that the Braves will be off to a decent offensive start. Matt Kemp looks better. Freddie Freeman is looking like Freddie Freeman, and Garcia, as you mentioned, is off to excellent start as well. Swanson is hitting like a veteran as well, not like a second year guy that he is. and really he's still even rookie of the year eligible as we come into the season. So between those guys, Phillips, Inciarte, and the doubles machine that's Nick Markakis, I really like the chances of the Braves to put some runs up on the board like they did the second half of 2016.
Yeah. Kurt Suzuki or Tyler Flowers behind the plate? Who's going to get that gig?
Flowers is going to be the primary. Suzuki is going to be his backup, probably getting a couple of games each week. And as well, he is going to be the designated knuckleball whisperer. He gets to catch R.A. Dickey, it looks like, as we get into the season. And we'll see how that works out. But so far, so good, looks.
Yeah, how have the new additions looked when they have pitched? How has Dickey looked and Cologne looked when they've been out there?
Well, that's hard to say. Cologne got beat up the other day, so did Dickey. These guys don't tend to worry about what they're doing in spring so much. They looked good early, which is a good sign, and then it's kind of like, well, let's just get through March and then wait till we actually get to turn on the switch. I do like what Tulio Tehran's been doing. I like what Jaime Garcia's been doing. Mike Foltynewicz is looking really good. So between those three, even if Cologne and Dickey only pitched to maybe a 4.5 ERA, I think they're all going to keep the team in games and allow the offense to score enough runs to get some wins out. So not terribly worried about them. Cologne and Dickey are going to give us some innings. They're going to give up some runs here and there, but they are also going to make sure that the bullpen lasts longer, and that's part of the equation that John Coppolello came up with when he brought these guys in as stopgaps for the year.
Do you get the sense that there is a real competition for that starting job, and will there be a starter named at the end of spring, or will they let that go over the summer?
I don't think there's real competition for the starting job right now because Sean White's not 100% yet. He is starting to throw more, doing some 7-on-7 practice, but he won't do any of the team stuff or scrimmage stuff this spring. So I think that a real battle for number one is going to take place in the first couple of weeks of fall camp, and that's when I think they'll name a starter, maybe a couple of weeks before the season opener, somewhere in that range. I don't expect them to name a starter after spring, although they could go ahead and name Jarrett the starter. He's the one that's getting most of the number one reps or all the number one reps this spring, and then Malik and Woody are sort of splitting those number two reps.
Yeah, and obviously there's only going to be one number two, and if it ends up being Stidham the starter and Sean White the two, you know, then Woody is still in that position, you know, where his time is down the road. Because Stidham is, you know, he's got 3 years of eligibility left, and you wonder if we've seen the last of the transfers, because, you know, I know he's chomping at the bit to play, but, you know, if Stidham settles in, you know, he'd be at least a 2-year starter.
At least, unless he has a fantastic year, you know, then he can move on to the next level. I'm not sure that that's going to happen, but I think you have to prepare for all possibilities. But, Jarrett's only going to be a sophomore. Sean White will be a junior this year. And then, of course, Woody and Malik are both freshmen.
Yeah, and Malik a true freshman, Woody a redshirt freshman. How have they felt with Malik Willis and what they've seen so far of him in this limited amount of time, but in spring ball, how do they feel with what they've seen?
I think they've been very impressed with Malik. I think they see a guy who's really into it, wants to be a quarterback, wants to learn all the ins and outs of the offense, wants to take extra time after practice, before practice, to prepare himself. And they also see a guy with tremendous ability. They described his running ability as similar to Nick Marshall. I'm not sure he's quite that sudden, but and they've also described him having a cannon for an arm. So I think he's got a lot of good raw tools to work with and a good head on his shoulders, and would not be surprised if he's not the quarterback of the future after Stidham is on.
You know, and when you look at John Franklin III making this move, I mean, you know, he tried at the Florida State, and then he came over as a quarterback, and yeah, he makes this move, and maybe it's a long term thing as he's looking down the road. It certainly could benefit him. But you talk about him taking snaps. There's no reason why he, as dynamic a runner as he is, why he may not see more of those Wildcat snaps than anybody else, right? I mean, this is something we've seen Kerryon Johnson do for 2 years, but. You know, maybe that's another spot that John Franklin gets utilized quite a bit in that Wildcat look.
I think so. But I don't think they'll look at that until probably in the fall. They want to give him as many reps at receiver as possible, see how quickly they can sort of build that skill set there and how much he can progress, and just get a general idea of, you know, if he's going to be a guy that could push for a starting job. Is he a guy that's in the rotation? Or is he a guy that still needs a lot of work? And what we've heard feedback-wise is everybody's been pretty surprised how quickly he's progressed and picked things up there. And, you know, he's a guy that if he can catch the ball, if he can prove he can hold on to it when he gets hit, he certainly has the speed and athletic ability to be a difference maker there.
Should there be consideration at least for the big, you know, between ABC, ESPN, and TNT for those big national games? Can these coaches work their rest around that, or would that be asking too much of the coach to say, hey, look, you know, I mean, come on, this is a national game. Can we put our best foot forward here?
Well, I think there has to be some of that consideration. But if I'm Steve Kerr and my job is to win an NBA championship and I'm coming off a year particularly when I was burned because my team may have been overextended during the regular season, and that was their own damn fault. But what I'm saying is that they have got to make these considerations. So what I would imagine is that the league really next year looks at, okay, we're doing a Saturday primetime game on ABC. Let's make sure those teams aren't playing on Friday night. I think that's a smart move. I think that gets them there, that allows them to rest, and that makes sure that their broadcast partners, who are paying billions and billions of dollars, get this thing, get the product that they were hoping for. Because, you know, when you're going out and you're watching the Cleveland Cavaliers on Saturday night and it's Iman Shumpert instead of LeBron James, it's just not a good thing.
Well, but do they really know? Don't you guys make those schedules out? I mean, I know some of the games are predetermined, but does that happen where, you know, that does anybody know that Saturday night is going to be that game, you know, 3 months in advance?
No. The broadcast, the national broadcast schedule comes out in advance. Now, there's some flexibility with it, and based on how the playoff races go, there are some exchanges that you can make. I don't work the broadcast deal, but I'm friends with people who do, and there are some substitutions you can make. So say LeBron, you know, got hurt on game one of the season and Cleveland fell really far back in the playoff race and another team rose up. Well, you don't necessarily want to watch them on a Saturday night in your primetime national game on national TV. So they're allowed to make some switches. I don't know how many they are, but there is some flexibility there.
And we will say this too about LeBron James. I mean, this is a guy that really does not take very many games off. You know, I mean, you know, you got to give him credit. We bust on him a lot about different things and whatnot, but this is a guy that misses very, very few games. In his first 12 seasons, he only missed 9 games for rest, and all were in April, right near the end of the season. Last year, he took 1 game off in December, but really, you know, this season, he's already taken 4 games off, but I mean, the guy's, you know, he's getting up there a little bit. And, you know, they need to be ready to go. But when you look at the total number of games that he's missed in a 12-year career so far, or a 13-year career, very, very few.
And I think it's fair to say, Tom, and it's no big secret, that it's taken a toll on him. He goes through a lot of warm-up to get ready to play every night now. So this is a guy who is not 22 anymore, and he's out there throwing as much as he can at it for fans. He didn't want to rest, I don't believe, last Saturday night. I think he was told he was going to rest. So I think that there is, you know, it's tough for me because if you watch other sports, especially the biggest sport in the world, soccer, they do it all the time. This is just the practice. But with the NBA, it is such a star-based league. That's the challenge for the NBA that is unique. It's a star-based league, and if your stars don't show up, the product really does suffer, and there are legitimate gripes. And, you know, we talked about the story about the family from Mexico that came to see Steph Curry play in San Antonio, and they didn't get a chance to see him. I mean, that's a personalized story that brings to light the problem. So, you know, I think the one thing that I can say is Adam Silver is wonderfully proactive. And I'm certainly heard about the memo he sent to the owners. And I think that you'll see it addressed in the offseason, and I think you'll see improvements.
A lot is being made about John Calipari returning to Memphis. And, you know, he was the beloved there, and now he's hated there, you know, based on all of those types of things. But Is that overplayed a little bit only because, look, you know, I did 6 years in Nashville, and I know what the blue mist looks like when they descend upon the town. I mean, that's going to, like, be Lexington South, isn't it? I mean, and not just Lexington. I mean, it's just all those Kentucky fans. It's such an easy run. I don't care if they hate them to death in Memphis. There's not going to be very many Memphis folks rolling around that arena. It's going to be all Kentucky, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be blue. The talk up here in Lexington is it's going to be blue. You mentioned Nashville. The SEC tournament is always, you know, an even better atmosphere than Rupp Arena because of who you're getting that travels and the type of fan that goes on the road. It just makes it for a better atmosphere if you're Kentucky. The guys feel it. You know, Derek Willis said, hey, look, I don't care where we play, you know, because we're not playing a neutral site game. You know, NCAA tournament games are supposed to be neutral site games, but it's not going to be that way, and we know that. I know that UK fans have my back, and with that type of support, we feed off of it, and it certainly makes us play better. Now they can obviously still lose games. I mean, they lost to Wisconsin up in Indianapolis, you know, which was even a shorter trip, and it was plenty of blue in there. So it's one of those things where you still got to have the guys. You know, the fans can't make any buckets. They can't play good defense. But if you are UK, I think, again, the guys can feed off of that type of energy if it's a nice crowd.
Well, you know, and it'll be one of the rare instances where the character surrounding a game, John Calipari, probably is not the biggest ego in the room. That's got to go to Lonzo Ball's daddy, right? I mean, you know, he's made so much noise and has made such an ass out of himself that, you know, Cal's going to look like a choir boy going in there.
You know, last night, the big thing up here again was, you know, LeVar Ball, and did he or did he not say, you know, something on a radio show out west? And as it turns out, nobody could find the audio from that, and it started from a Twitter egg that he said, you know, Kentucky's just a tune-up game for the Final Four. So then he really did say something today, so it kind of sparked it back up again, where he said, hey, you know, Lonzo Ball and the chemistry that, you know, UCLA has is just better than Kentucky. You know, he says another guy could drop 40, but if Lonzo goes for two, he's hitting the game winner, and he can really just kind of change the game. So shot fired again from LeVar Ball. You know, he is certainly one of the guys that, you know, may or may not have said a couple of things, but he does say a lot of stuff. So you can see where some of the internet and web stuff and the blogs kind of feed off of something and kind of jump on anything. But, yeah, I think there's going to be plenty of cameras on the bar ball, that's for sure. I'm sure there will be a couple on Cal, though, and his reaction well.
D-line-wise, too, it gets redundant. There's certainly big names that have left, but there have been big names leaving the past and other guys step up, and they do seem to have a number of guys that have played a decent number of snaps. Deshaun Hann has played, and Deron Payne, I think, could be a beast this upcoming year, and they need to work some other guys in.
Yeah, you know, Bugs, the junior college guy. You know, the one thing they don't have quite as much of, certainly, as they had last year, guys are reserves and younger guys who really played a lot. Josh Frazier's played some. You know, there are some other guys that have played some. But, you know, Jonathan Allen is a backup. He played a lot. Tim Williams is a backup. He played a lot. You know, so they're ready to step up. You know, last year the starters didn't come off as much, or the first rotation didn't come out quite as much. So a lot of talent, you know, a lot of guys that they're looking to see how they'll develop, down linemen and linebackers, but not quite as much experience coming back.
Minkah Fitzpatrick is a guy that's played all over the defensive backfield. I guess he was working with cornerbacks. He can play safety as well. He's played the star position. Where do you think he settles in? I mean, would they prefer to have him at a corner, or is he a guy that's going to ultimately be a safety?
They'd like to have two corners step up and let Minkah play either safety or star. Mm-hmm. But if not, it's a great fallback position to have Minkah to put in there. You know, they'd probably like to see a couple of other guys. You know, Averett would be one of them, be the corners. But, you know, Minkah can certainly play that way and you don't lose anything. Just a unique guy, All-American player, and can play any of the spots, can play star, can play safety. And would rather have him back there, but if nobody is good enough, then they just put him back at corner.
How much, I mean, do you think that as much of this spring is about the different player development and toying around and tinkering around with guys, that it's a lot about the coaching staff as well? I mean, so many new guys on the staff and different positions, and and new bodies that are in town and so on. Is it, you know, is it as much about them as it is about the players?
Well, they're new in terms of they weren't on the field coaching last year, but they're not new to Nick Saban. Not even Brian Daboll, and certainly not Mike Locksley, who is an analyst, and certainly not Joe Panunzio, who's been with Nick for years. So I think they're from the system. You know, they're system guys. They're not bringing new philosophies in. Maybe a little bit as offensive coordinator, but they're not there to bring in their own ideas. They're there to implement what Nick wants to do.
All right, there you have it. That is your rapid rewind, easy for me to say, on the 22nd day of March 2017. All right, we'll come back one more segment right after this. You're listening to the Tom Abraham Show. We'll tell you what to watch on TV tonight, plus a couple of more good texts to get in there as well, and your phone calls if you want to jump in at 866-485-9867. This is 730-1039, The Ump.
Sports Radio, The Ump, because we care.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. When you were a kid, was a ball player nice to you? I remember Randy Myers signed a baseball for me. I was a Met fan because my dad was a Met fan. We went to Dodger Stadium, and he picked up a BP ball, signed it for me, and said, "Hey, kid," he threw it to me. I was a Randy Myers fan. I remember when Jim Abbott gave me an autographed photo at Angel Stadium when I snuck into the Angels dugout. Again, lifelong Angel fan. LeBron being so obtuse that he's held to a higher standard than the rest of the 449 NBA players is just dumb. If you play, you don't have to play the whole game, but LeBron wants to protect his legacy, and that's his points per game average, as well as his legacy, which is how you score in the playoffs. And because of that, he's protecting it, not just protecting his body. Meanwhile, he's sacrificing making a fan for life. Instead, that same kid that may have come once a year to see him play with his LeBron James shoes and jersey, now all of a sudden can't stand him. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. It takes a lot of work to call a sports broadcast. You have to study up on players, know all the stats, check out the injury list, and you have to get to the stadium on time. So, of course, you get stuck in traffic, then your flight's delayed, and you don't even get on air. Planning a broadcast is exhausting and not always rewarding. But Hotels.com is. With their rewards program, you can unlock instant savings and earn free nights. Hotels.com. Instant savings now, free nights later. Taxes and fees not included. Instant savings on select properties.
Napa know-how.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobile One full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobile One offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobile One synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 3/31/17.
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
The National Federation of High Schools passed a rule prohibiting blindside blocks. You know what we ought to do? Why don't we just take the kickoff out of the game altogether? And I'll tell you what, why don't we just eliminate blocking? And then this way we won't have to have shoulder pads. No need for helmets anymore because nobody will be hitting. And we won't have any kickoffs. And we won't have any blindside hits. And we'll just run around in our underwear.
Jeez.
On Sports Radio 730 and 1039 The Ump. The Tennessee Valley Golf Card is back and on sale April 3rd. This year's Tennessee Valley Golf Card features a round of golf, including cart at seven area courses, including Cherokee Ridge, Cypress Lakes, Quail Creek, and Point Mallard. Play any day of the week. No restrictions, no blackouts. A $288 value for just $129. And enjoy golf at Blackberry Trail, Eagle's Nest, and Redstone Links. This April 3rd, log on to umpsports.com.
Together, we can turn a rescue ship of refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman to save money.
We need a new stuntman.
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
So, what is love?
Love is being independent.
Love is dancing.
At Shriners Hospital for Children, love is a new smile.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love is caring for a child, regardless of the family's ability to pay. Learn how you can send your love to the rescue at lovetotherescue.org.
Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on. Here he is, the head of the household, the big dog, Tom Abraham.
Just sit right back on the wheel.
Time now for What to Watch on TV Tonight. NBA action. The Hawks are at the Wizards. That one will be on ESPN. Followed up by the Knicks at the Utah Jazz. In the NHL, the Islanders at the Rangers. A little New York City-wide battle. That'll take place in Manhattan at MSG. And that is on the NBC Sports Network. Then, of course, there is the World Cup of Baseball Championship game tonight between the U.S. and Puerto Rico coming up at 8 o'clock. That'll be on the NBA Network. It's a little bit of NIT basketball if you're digging on that. T-Mac will be watching the NCAA Division II Women's Basketball Tournament. That'll be on CBS Sports Network. On your networks tonight, you got new Survivor on CBS, Criminal Minds and Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, all new tonight. On Fox, it's a new show, Shots Fired, which I think I'm supposed to be recording it. I got to check that out. Empire is on as well. That's new tonight. And on ABC, Designated Survivor is new tonight at 9 o'clock. On NBC, Blind Spot, Law & Order, Chicago PD, all new tonight as well. Major Crimes is new. Man, my DVR is going to be working overtime tonight. What are you watching other than the Division II Women's Basketball Tournament? What are you looking at tonight there, McTV Watcher?
Is there anything else to watch? I mean,
well,
you just gave it to me. You just gave me the, you know, the meat and potatoes. You gave me the Women's Division II National League. Come on, big dog. You can't just start with that and expect me to want to watch.
You could DVR that, though. You could DVR that and go back and watch it later when you can have more time to break it down a little bit.
I might do that. There are a couple movies on that might get my attention. But AMC's got Saving Private Ryan, which I love that movie. I've seen it a million and a half times.
You know, I've never seen Saving Private Ryan.
I'm shocked.
And I should. Yeah. I know I should. It's crazy that I haven't seen that movie. And I understand that the opening 5 minutes of it is incredibly gory.
Oh, yeah.
But I watch, you know, I watch medical dramas, but I hate gory. I hate gory. I hate broken legs and guys' legs being blown off and things like that. But I watched that Heartbreak Ridge thing or whatever that was, the one that just recently with a guy that saved all of those guys, you know, that died, the true story. Was it called Heartbreak Ridge? Something like that. But I've never seen Saving Private Ryan. I should save it.
I'm shocked because, if you can get through the first 5 minutes, I think you would love it. And Hacksaw Ridge, I think, is what you're talking about.
Hacksaw Ridge, yeah. But now, Heartbreak Ridge was Clint Eastwood. That was a Heartbreak Ridge was Clint Eastwood war movie. Hacksaw Ridge was the one I just watched that movie.
Speaking of movies that we've never seen, you said you've never seen Saving Private Ryan. I've never seen Troy, and it's on tonight. So I've always kind of wanted to see it. I love, you know, Greek mythology type stuff.
No,
and
not
that kind of stuff. So in that direction.
I'm
so
not,
I'm gonna
nah,
I might
I'm
try
not
it
leaning
out.
On it. Yeah. No, I'm not down with that one there. Did you watch like the 300?
I love 300.
That was filmed in a warehouse or something, wasn't it? My son told me that. The whole thing was filmed in a warehouse.
That I didn't know. That's a movie that I've seen that's kind of fallen through the cracks of one that I've never really researched. But, I feel like that's like one of the ultimate like man movies. It's just
testosterone filled and just a bunch of fighting and blood.
Yeah, he told me I need to see that movie, but I never saw that one either. I'm not into all that older stuff like that, like the mythology and in those old day stuff. All right, developing story that's kind of interesting. Those of you that listen to the radio station know that Doug Gottlieb, you've heard him a number of times. If I happen to be on vacation, not off sick, because if I was ever going to be off sick, I'd have been off sick today. Or if I'm not, the only time I use a sick day is if I'm having surgery. You know what I mean? It's got to be something like that. Having said that, Doug Gottlieb, who normally does the afternoon show on CBS Sports Radio Network, has moved over to, in April, will be moving over to Fox Sports Radio. And he's being replaced by Tiki and Tyranny in the afternoon. Damon Amendolara, who does the 6 to 10, he's on after me, coming up here in a few minutes. DA is actually moving to 9 to noon in the morning on the network. But now word is out that Doug Gottlieb is actually interviewing tomorrow for the head coaching job at his alma mater, Oklahoma State, after Brad Underwood abruptly left Oklahoma State. Doug Gottlieb is going to interview for the basketball job. That's interesting. All right, that's going to do it for us. T-Mac mixed the show. We'll be back tomorrow. Check out Cole in the morning, 6 to 10. Till then, have a great night. I'm Tom Abraham, and this is 730-1039. Yeah.
Sports Radio 730-1039. The Ump.
I'm Kevin Kugler with an NCAA tournament game spotlight. Friday in Memphis, two of the most storied programs in history meet as the second-seeded Kentucky Wildcats meet the three-seed UCLA. The other game from the South region will match the number one seed North Carolina against Butler, the four seed. Friday also will have action from the East region in New York City. You can hear Westwood One's exclusive coverage of every game of the NCAA tournament right here.
State Farm knows that life is like college basketball. Having the right combination can make all the difference. Cinderella stories in college basketball? Good combination. Cinderella stories and college parties.
Once upon a time, there was this princess!
What did you say?
A princess!
Bad combination. At State Farm, we know the power of a good combination. Talk to an agent for help combining your home and auto into a plan that's right for you. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Great show. Wednesday morning, Barrett Salee joined us to talk opening spring practice for Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee. Laura Rutledge talked minor league baseball with us. Dr. Brett McCabe discussed why Tennessee's players seem to have a trickle-down effect from their head coach in spewing things to the media. Tomorrow morning, we've got Vegas runner Lance Taylor joining the show 6 to 10 a.m. right here on Ump Sports. And if you missed any interviews, you can go to umpsports.com and check out the podcast there.
Bucks Island has over 20 Skeeter powered by Yamaha in stock.
1-800-I-AM-READY.
Come see the new Skeeter FX20 and ZX225 powered by Yamaha. Now with Yamaha 5-year warranty and up to $1,500. Skeeter Rebate.
This promo will end 3/31/2017.
Bucks Island, Southside, Alabama.
Call 1-800-I-AM-READY.
Or visit BucksIsland.com. Great financing, WAC. Come see the new Skeeter FX20 and ZX225 powered by Yamaha. All that at Bucks Island, Southside, Alabama.
Don't miss this amazing limited time offer from Sprint. Switch and get 4 lines of unlimited data talk and text, plus HD video and 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, all for just $22.50 per month per line for 4 lines. Just $22.50 per line. That's 50% off Verizon Unlimited and AT&T Unlimited Plus rates. And don't forget, Sprint's network reliability is within 1% of Verizon and AT&T. So, why would you pay twice as much for your unlimited plan? Hurry in for the best unlimited plan ever. Visit Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
After 3/31/18, $60 for line 1, $40 line 2, and $30 lines 3 through 4 per month. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streams video at up to HD 1080p. Music at up to 1.5 megabits per second. Gaming at up to 8 megabits per second. Credit $30 activation fee. Prohibited network use. Stated deprioritization and restrictions apply.
The insane inflatable 5K is coming to town in just a few weeks. And you and your crew are invited to the bounce party. Fitness can be fun as you bob, weave through ball maze and crash course and get your bounce and slide on with the wall, wrecking balls, and 7 additional inflatables. Check it out and register early to take advantage of special savings at insaneinflatable5k.com.
The insane inflatable 5K is coming back to Huntsville. It's just a few weeks away and waves are already filling up. It's taking place April 8th. The insane inflatable 5K is fun for everyone. Feel like a kid again and jump on 11 of the craziest inflatable obstacles you have ever seen. Seriously huge and crazy cool. And we love saving you some money. So here's your chance to be a kid at heart again. And insane by choice. Log on this Friday morning at 9. You can be part of the insane inflatable 5K.
It's a $68.50 value for only $34.25.
Be a part of the big bounce party. Log on this Friday morning at 9. UmpSports.com.
March Madness is a time when the best of the best come out to play. Experience that same level of performance with the turbocharged Infiniti Q50 sedan. Visit Smith Infiniti of Huntsville today and lease the Q50 for $339 a month for 39 months. $24.99 initial payment, tax, title, license, and options extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for details. Offer ends 3/31/17. Infiniti is an official partner of NCAA Men's Basketball. NCAA and March Madness are registered trademarks of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. Infiniti. Empower the drive.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews. Hiring's hard, but Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job, manage candidates, schedule interviews, all on Indeed. And since independent research shows that Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, easy works. Right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions.
WUMP Madison, W28OBA Madison Huntsville, a Cumulus station. Sports Radio 730 and 103.9. The Op.